Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off, as usual, with some performances through Duke Performances, and these are actually going to be starting in January. Just a reminder, for ticket information or to purchase tickets about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. And Maddie Wins will be performing at the Baldwin Auditorium on Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $26 to $32, $15 for people ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. The Boston Globe calls Imani Wins, quote, the leading wind quintet in America. These classical virtuoso make it their mission to expand their repertoire for their ensemble by both composing and arranging for themselves and by commissioning composers from a variety of genres to write for the classical wind quintet. In this program, the ensemble shows off its considerable skill with Hector Villa-Lobos, Quinet in Forma de Choros, which shapes the street songs of the composer's youth in Brazil, using the modernist tones of his training in 1920s Paris. The ensemble shines in new works by two composers who come from the world of jazz, Danilo Perez's travelogue of his native Panama and MacArthur genius Jason Moran's Creole-flavored celebration of his family's proud history in rural Louisiana. Again, Imani Wins will be performing Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. The Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Tickets for this performance are $18 to $32. Again, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. And this is general admission with limited reserved seating. The Globe and Mail calls the Hilliard Ensemble, quote, without a doubt, one of the finest vocal ensembles in the world. Early music specialist, the Hilliard's four exquisite male voices will be accentuated by the lustrous acoustics of Duke Chapel as they sing masterpieces of early music, including great works by the French composer Perrotin, who wrote some of the earliest polyphony, and by the later Franco-Flemish visionary Josquin Desprez. What sets the Hilliard Ensemble apart from other groups is its perpetual questing for new material. This can include a lesser-known Renaissance composer like Josquin's disciple Fevin, through his charming chants and petite camisette, or modern composers like Breyers and Part, who adopt the Renaissance styles. In a Hilliard performance, 600-year-old pieces sound fresh and world premieres sound like enduring classics. Again, the Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Again, to purchase tickets or for more information about these two Duke performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. That phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have a bunch of performances coming up at DPAC, which is the Durham Performing Arts Center. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets for any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. The Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, presented by Duke Energy with Magic, is sponsored by WRAL-TV, and that performance will take place December 14th and 15th at DPAC. You've never seen the Nutcracker like this. Toys spring to life. Children appear out of thin air. Dancers float high above the stage. This spectacular production, with lavish scenery, live orchestra, and more than 100 performers, is your family's chance to experience the classic story and jaw-dropping illusions for yourselves. The magic will mystify you, and the story will warm your heart. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. On Saturday, December 14th, there is a 2 p.m. performance and another one at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, December 15th, the performance takes place at 2 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC is Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol presented by Theater in the Park. And that will take place December 19th through the 22nd. One of the Triangle's most beloved Christmas traditions, A Christmas Carol. It only happens once a year. One of the Triangle's most beloved Christmas traditions will once again be featured at the Durham Performing Arts Center for five shows only. Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic will run December 19th through the 22nd. Last year's shows at DPAC sold out, so plan on getting your tickets early. Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol, based on the book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III, has been cited as, quote, one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history and voted one of the top 20 events in the Southeast by the Southeast Term Society. A Christmas Carol has become a holiday tradition in the Southeast and has also enjoyed critically acclaimed tours to England and France. Most recently, in November of 2009, A Christmas Carol celebrated another international tour to Compiègne, France. A Christmas Carol was the first full-scale theatrical event staged at DPAC during its opening week in December of 2008. Approximately 30,000 people attended the local production runs in Raleigh and Durham each year. Act 1 is 1 hour, intermissions 20 minutes, and Act 2 is 1 hour and 30 minutes. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and children under the age of 3 are not allowed at these performances. For this performance and the others coming to DPAC, to better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in the primary market area, online sales to all these events will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of the approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside of the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase your tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. And again, that does take place for all of the performances at DPAC. The event dates and times for A Christmas Carol: Thursday, December 19th, 7 p.m., Friday, December 20th, 7 p.m., Saturday, December 21st, 2 p.m., and again at 7 p.m., and Sunday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. Also at DPAC, for those of you who like to plan ahead, Patti LaBelle will be performing January 11th at 8 p.m., an intimate evening with a legendary diva. Backed by popular demand, Grammy Award-winning Patti LaBelle will grace the DPAC stage again on January 11th. Her last performance at DPAC was a sold-out show in April of 2012. This show is presented in partnership with the Dome Group. Patti LaBelle's Facebook page states, quote, "A diva is someone who is a perfectionist, who does her best in her craft. No truer words have been spoken about her. Whatever Patti LaBelle does, she does it with soul. She is a 2-time Grammy Award-winning singer, a New York Times best-selling author, and a 3-time Emmy Award-nominated actress. Ms. LaBelle is widely regarded as a queen of rock and soul music. She has spent over 50 years in the music industry. She is best known for her hit songs, including the groundbreaking Lady Marmalade, as well as When You Talk About Love, New Attitude, and her duet with Michael McDonald, On My Own. Kids at DPAC, all guests require a ticket regardless of age, and children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances. Ken Patti LaBelle will be performing January 11th at 8 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at DPAC or to purchase tickets, that phone number one more time to call them is 919-680-2787. So, performance coming up at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number for ticket information or more information about these performances, you can call them at 919-560-3030. On Tuesday, December 17th at 8 p.m., the Chris Isaak Holiday Tour will be performed at the Carolina Theater. After more than 25 years into his career, Chris Isaak finally created the album he always wanted to make, with the sounds of the glory days of Memphis and the legendary Sun Studio. Isaak will perform these classics from Beyond the Sun and add classic holiday favorites at this December 17th concert. Isaac's Vanguard Records 2012 release, Beyond the Sun, was inspired by Sam Phillips' Sun Studio greats, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Howlin' Wolf, and B.B. King. Phillips, who co-founded Sun Studio and Sun Records, recorded the first rock and roll record and is credited with bringing that style of music to the airwaves. Beyond the Sun was produced as a 14-song standard album and a double album version that includes 11 more tracks. The standard album features versions of hand-picked selections originally recorded by Presley, Cash, Orbison, and Perkins. The longer album set includes songs by Jimmy Wages, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, and original compositions penned by Isaak. Chris Isaak Live Holiday Tour 2013 will feature some of these 50s old-time classics and holiday songs. Again, Chris Isaak will be performing at the Carolina Theater Tuesday, December 17th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, the Irish Tenors will be performing Wednesday, December 18th. Tickets for this performance will start at $37 and the performance begins at 8 p.m. Fimber Wright, Anthony Kearns, and Ronan Tynan have been touring together as the Irish Tenors since 1998, with sold-out shows at Radio City Music Hall, Sydney Opera House, Carnegie Hall, the Hollywood Bowl, and major concert halls throughout the world. Their faces and voices are familiar to PBS audiences through several specials, including the Ellis Island recordings that sold a million CDs and DVDs. Since they first joined voices in 1998, the Irish Tenors have made countless traditional treasures breathe with new life. Moreover, they've proven themselves gifted interpreters of a wide range of material, with such songs as My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, Fairy Tale of New York, previously recorded by Christy McCall and the Pogues, and even Jimmy Kennedy's South of the Border, Down Mexico Way. These songs live comfortably in their repertoire alongside Danny Boy, Whiskey in the Jar, and Fields of Athenry. Among their best-selling albums, Heritage ranks as one of the finest, with classic recordings of many of the most beautiful Irish songs. We Three Kings is their best-selling Christmas album and includes all of the superb Christmas gems that feature year after year in their legendary Christmas tour, attending which has become a firm tradition for so many families who love their music and the special sparkle that makes their holiday program. The Irish Tenors' powerful vocal lineup of Fimber Wright, Anthony Kearns, and Ronan Tynan are unquestionably the leading brand of the genre. All classically trained singers, each having performed in leading concert halls around the world, together they combine to produce a sound and concert experience which touches hearts and stirs the emotions. Happy songs of celebration and humor mixed with touching melodies and songs that warm the heart. They are surely versatile, but for many, they are synonymous with Irish music. There is an aching, bittersweet quality to much of Ireland's musical heritage, a melodic loveliness and emotional intensity that brings a tingle to the spine and a tear to the eye. The dazzling technique and depth of feeling that defines this musical genre, amplified to the third power, is the hallmark of the Irish Tenors. The magic they've captured on previous releases have resulted in millions of albums sold and the upper reaches of Billboard's music charts. The Irish Tenors have appeared on several incredibly successful and highly rated PBS specials, including Ellis Island and Live from Belfast, as well as The Today Show, Good Morning America, Regis and Kelly, Martha Stewart, A&E Breakfast with the Arts, and one of the best-selling acts to appear on QVC. The Irish Tenors continue to tour constantly, thrilling old fans and winning new ones all over the globe. In the United States, they are one of the most successful Irish touring acts ever, second only to U2. Whether as a powerful vocal trio in full flight or in their cameo solo spots, a concert performance by the Irish Tenors is an experience that never fails to excite and bear witness to the power of great music when performed by true artists. Most concerts end with 2, 3, and sometimes 4 standing ovations, with Irish and American songs bringing audiences to their feet. Again, the Irish Tenors will be performing at the Carolina Theater Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets or for more information, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. a couple of performances coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. For information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Frosty the Snowman will be performing at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Frosty the Beloved Snowman, known to melt everyone's hearts, comes to life in a holiday show for the whole family. Based on the classic tale enjoyed by millions around the globe, this show is sure to put a smile on your face. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a new holiday tradition when it slides into Raleigh. VIP tickets include top price seat locations plus a goodie bag. Goodie bags should be picked up prior to the show. Children 1 year and above will require a ticket, and tickets range from $14 to $47. The dates for these performances, December 13th, 6:30 p.m., December 14th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., December 15th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 18th, 10:30 a.m., December 19th, 6:30 p.m., December 20th, 6:30 p.m., December 21st, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., December 22nd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 23rd, 6:30 p.m., and December 24th at 11 a.m. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Mamande Concert Hall is Under the Street Lamp, and that performance takes place December 13th through the 14th. Under the Street Lamp, America's hottest new vocal group, delivers an electrifying evening of classic hits from the American Radio Songbook. These four magnetic vocalists bring their unique blend of tight harmonies and slick dance moves to your favorite doo-wop, Motown, and old-time rock and roll hits from the Drifters, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Four Seasons, and more. The quartet is composed of recent leading cast members of the Tony Award-winning sensation Jersey Boys, Michael Cuneo, Michael Ingersoll, Christopher Cale Jones, and Sean Wiley. Exuding the irresistible rapport of a modern-day Rat Pack, Under the Street Lamp proves why retro never sounded so now. People often ask us why we call ourselves Under the Street Lamp. For us, that simple image epitomizes all the joy, intimacy, and passion wrapped up in the era of music we like to call American Radio Songbook. Thoroughly diverse and infused with an indomitable spirit, this music is iconically American. The price range for these tickets are $41 to $51. The show times December 13th and 14th. Both times, the performance begins at 7:30 p.m. The Tanners will be at the Carolina Room on December 18th, back by popular demand and just in time for the holidays. For their live performance, the Tanners will draw selections from their new album, Lead With Your Heart, as well as some of their past hits. Lead With Your Heart, the second studio album, stretches the boundaries of classical crossover by combining classic songs, modern tunes, and Spanish and French world music. From cover features such as Bob Dylan's Forever Young and Elton John's Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, to the inspirational anthem Amazing Grace and one of the most recognizable and heroic tenor arias, Nessun Dorma, the diverse track list features a mix of pop favorites and classical staples, along with new compositions written and co-written by the tenors. Over the past 2 years, the Tenors have performed worldwide and shared the stage with legendary artists such as Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion on The Oprah Show, Sting, and Paul McCartney, just to name a few. The show times for this performance, December 18th, 8 p.m., and another performance at 10:30 p.m. The price range is from $51.50 to $102, and again, the Tenors will be performing at the Carolina Room at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on December 18th. For ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. We have a couple of performances coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number to purchase tickets or for more information is 919-828-5233. Brad Reeder will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club December 19th through the 22nd. Brad Reeder combines magic and juggling with original comedy to offer a truly unique show. Brad Reeder has performed at colleges and top comedy clubs nationwide, including the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, Dangerfields in New York City, and Rascals Comedy Club in New Jersey. He is a regular in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel and Casino, the Four Queens, and the Maxim Hotel and Casino. Brad Reeder regularly performs at corporate meetings, parties, and conventions. He has won awards in the magic industry, and he has written many articles for magic journals. He is also the inventor of magic tricks that are marketed worldwide. Brad Reeder has opened for celebrities including Jay Leno, Dennis Miller, Rosie O'Donnell, Phyllis Diller, Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Walker, Winona, and others. Brad has also appeared on HBO, Comedy Central, America's Funniest People, Night Shift with Kevin Ferguson, and Canadian TV. He will be performing Thursday, December 19th at 8:30 p.m., Friday, December 20th, 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m., Saturday, December 21st, 8 p.m. and again at 10:15 p.m., and finally Sunday, December 22nd at 8 p.m. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, for those of you who like to plan ahead, Tracy Morgan will be performing January 3rd, 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m., January 4th, 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m., and January 5th, 7 p.m. Tracy Morgan played wild and unpredictable movie star Tracy Jordan in NBC's three-time Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock, a workplace comedy where the workplace exists behind the scenes of a live variety show. Morgan was nominated for an Emmy in 2009 for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his role. In addition to his five individual NAACP Image Award nominations, Morgan, along with the 30 Rock cast, won a 2009 Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. The last few years have been busy for Morgan as he balanced between 30 Rock and a busy movie career, while also continuing to travel the country for stand-up. With comedy always as his foundation, Morgan has begun tackling dramas and independent films. In 2010, he starred alongside Al Pacino and Channing Tatum in the crime thriller The Son of No One, which received Sundance Film Festival honors. Why Stop Now was also an official selection at Sundance. Morgan has also had the opportunity to be part of some of the most successful animated films in recent years. In 2009, he made his animation debut lending his voice for Jerry Bruckheimer's G-Force, a combination live-action CG film. The film opened number one in the U.S. box office and was celebrated by audiences worldwide. In 2011, he starred as the bulldog Louise in the colorful and lively film Rio. Another milestone for Morgan was reached in 2009 with the release of his first book, a compilation of studied anecdotes and some of the more serious moments that shaped him and his career, entitled I Am the New Black. He also headlined the famed New York Comedy Festival, which featured acclaimed comedians including Bill Maher, Andy Samberg, and Patton Oswalt, among others. Lastly, Morgan rounded out his list of great comedic achievements with his first HBO special, Black and Blue. As a stand-up comic who has headlined across the country, Morgan was first introduced to television audiences in his role as Hustleman on the hit comedy series Martin. He went on to join Saturday Night Live in 1996, where he appeared for seven seasons and created such memorable characters as Astronaut Jones and Brian Fellows. After leaving SNL, Morgan went on to star in his own comedy series, The Tracy Morgan Show, and voiced Spoonie Love on Comedy Central's Crank Yankers. Additional film credits include Cop Out, the remake of the British film Death at a Funeral, Dimension Films' superhero movie, First Sunday opposite Ice Cube and Cat Williams, The Longest Yard opposite Adam Sandler, The Wayans Brothers Little Man, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Head of State. Again, Tracy Morgan will be appearing at Goodnight's Comedy Club, January 3rd at 8 and 10:15 p.m., January 4th at 8 and 10:15 p.m., and January 5th at 7 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, again, the number for Goodnight's Comedy Club is 919-828-5233. It's time to read a couple of upcoming things, events with Pinecone. The Gawler Sisters, with special guest Ten Strings and a Goatskin, will be performing Tuesday, December 31st at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. at First Night Raleigh's Traditional Stage. The Reading in the New Year with Pinecone at First Night Raleigh, With a folk music twist, the Galler Sisters are a young folk act from the Northeast who will bring you an eclectic assortment of old and new sounds from many folk traditions, and in honor of the season, songs celebrating Christmas and winter. Raised in the rich folk tradition of their acclaimed musical family, Molly, Edith, and Elsie Galler have carried on their family's musical legacy. They accompany their warm, interweaving harmonies with fiddles, banjo, wooden banjo, cello, guitar, ukulele, as well as a few surprises. Whether crooning a quietly poignant ballad or delivering a rollicking fiddle tune, their unique arrangements are especially engaging, and often go along with anecdotes, both historical and humorous. Catch them doing their own music in one of the early sets, 7, 8, or 9 p.m., and then make plans to hear them again at 10 p.m. with special guest 10 Strings and a Goatskin, an award-winning trio of teenagers celebrating the music of Irish and Francophone cultures they share. This bilingual trio infuses their original compositions and traditional standard tunes with modern and world rhythms and interpretations to create an infectious energy and unique sound that speaks to all ages. Again, this will take place Tuesday, December 31st on New Year's Eve at First Night Raleigh on the traditional stage. And finally, just a couple of performances coming up this week. We have on Saturday, December 14th, the Raven Ridge Bluegrass Band at the Sola Coffee Cafe in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-803-8983. Also on Saturday, December 14th, the Tar River Swing Band will be at the Clayton Center in Clayton. For more information, you can call them at 919-553-1737. That number again is 919-553-1737. The Backsliders, Aaron Nenny Band, and Michael Rank Solo will be at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh also on December 14th, and you can call them at 919-821-1120. On Wednesday, December 18th, Mebbinsville will be at the Irregardless Cafe, which is located in downtown Raleigh, and you can call them at 919-833-8898. Finally, Fiddle X also will be performing Wednesday, December 18th at the Arts Center in Carrboro. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-929-2787. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.